Thousand Trails. What's all the controversy? We just don't get it. You're listening to the RV Life Podcast. I'm Dan Hunt with my incredible wife, Patty Hunt, and we are your host. And for the next hour, we're going to take you and talk to you with some guests that are just incredible people. They have been members of Thousand Trails for the last 10 years. And not only are they members, but they're membership specialists. So if you hang around for the next 30 minutes to an hour, we're going to talk all things Thousand Trails. That's right. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
We have been full-time for going on close to 3 years and have been members of Thousand Trails for close to 2 years. And I'll tell you, we couldn't live the RV life that we are living without Thousand Trails.
You know, we hear a lot and field a lot of questions from people that said, well, we just can't get reservations. Well, let me tell you something. Right now, we are in Virginia, and we have had a family, I don't want to call it an emergency, but a family situation. Patty's mom recently passed. And so here we are. We didn't know what we were doing. Living this lifestyle, we were able to come and spend the last few months of Patty's mom's life with her and being here and helping to take care of her. But we have no plans for the future. So what happened?
Last, I guess, 3 months we've been here, maybe even more than that. And I kept thinking, okay, we've got to make reservations for where we're going to go when we leave here. We're staying here at my brother's house. We were staying with my mom. And you can't make reservations if you don't know what's going to happen. So she did pass a little over a week ago, and we want to be able to leave and get back on the road next week. And I went, wow, it's the middle of summer and we have nothing, absolutely no reservations except for the one in Hershey, which we will talk about a little bit further in the show. But I was able to get on, book some places. We decided we were just going to go into Pennsylvania and hang out. We are in Virginia right now, and get ourselves back organized. And I've now
Wait. You mean we're not summering in Maine?
We are not summering in Maine. That was originally our plan, but we are not summering in Maine. They're going to go into Pennsylvania. We're going to get ourselves, you know, just some downtime. Certainly, I need some time by a pool or a lake or a river. A body of water is what I'm looking for. A hot tub at night if it cools off a little bit. But the story is that between going online and booking, calling Thousand Trails customer service, we are now booked from July 10th all the way through the middle of October with a 5-day. There's only 5 days we don't have booked, and we will be spending time with a friend at a cabin in the Poconos. So,
mooch docking, my favorite thing. Yes. Bob, we love you.
Yes. So all is well. It can be done. We are living proof of it. So stick with us as we talk about Thousand Trails and how we've made it work.
Now that sound means it's time for today's fun fact brought to you by Open Road Resorts. These people are just really special people. We truly enjoy Chase and his whole crew of people. We have not been up to the resorts near Yosemite yet.
Yes, near Yellowstone, actually.
Yellowstone, yeah.
So they have 3 resorts in the Montana, Utah area that sound absolutely amazing. We spoke with Chase on the show several months ago. They also have a campground in right near Dallas, Texas, which these places sound amazing. We want to thank Open Road Resorts for sponsoring the question. I'm sorry, today's fun fact.
Today's fun fact. And this kind of shocked me a little bit. I know it shocked Patty a lot. What are the most popular months for camping? And the most popular month is April.
April. I would have absolutely bet money on the summer months, but April actually makes sense. It's still not
April,
super
then
hot.
June, July, and August are the biggies.
Right. And then finally, September is the next big one, which is surprising as well. Now,
and then for full-timers, it's down to Florida for everybody.
Right. And some go Texas. So I'm going to ask people, we have our social media at Instagram and Facebook. It is RV Life Podcast. So either platform, let us know what your favorite month is to camp. Let us know if you're full-time, part-time, sometime. We love hearing from you.
Now, it is starting to get hot, and one of the things that really brings me down in June, July, and August is humidity, depending upon where we are in the country. But I will tell you that right now, it has just been beautiful in the evenings here in the northeast part of the country.
Yes, the evenings are pretty nice. During the day is a bit humid these last couple of days. That's why I need to be sitting in some water somewhere. I can't wait.
Well, it is called Today's Fun Fact. And the fact is that April is the most popular month for camping, followed by June, July, and August. Does that work with you guys? I'd like to hear some feedback on that and let us know what your, you know, most popular times for camping. April, I didn't think would be up there because kids are still in school and all that kind of stuff is going on.
Right.
Where you take, you know, here the first week of July, all the kids are out of school, so you can easily take off and go if you're not homeschooled.
And when I did the research on this fun fact, I did not look to see if they were talking about weekenders. I know as we were in Pennsylvania last summer as well, the campground would be kind of empty during the week. And then Thursday, you'd see an influx. And Friday was just get your lawn chair, sit out and watch the people moving, you know, moving RVs in. And then Sunday or Monday morning, they would move out. So I didn't check to see if this is a weekend thing or during the week. But April, it kind of makes sense. It's not super hot.
Now, we do travel full time. So we're, you know, except when we're in this oddball situation, we're out on the road all the time. So I'm going to think back to last 4th of July. We were at a campground, a Thousand Trails campground in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
I believe
that's correct.
It was called Circle M.
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
That's the one with the rubber around the outside?
Yes.
And I got to tell you, that 4th of July weekend, that place was packed. I mean, they brought people in and actually, I think, even made campsites for people.
Right. So holidays and weekends, we do see an influx. And so I can't wait to get back on the road. But more importantly, I can't wait to talk to our guests today and talk all things Thousand Trails.
You know, one of the trends that I'm noticing, and as we do the research to find these fun facts, more and more people are going camping every single year. More and more people are wanting to get out and have experiences all around this amazing country. And it is nice to see people and meet people and hear their stories. And one of the things that we do like to do is bring people's stories to you. Our guest today, again, full-timers. And they're just not our membership specialist for Thousand Trails. They have become our friends. We've gone to dinner with them all over the country. We've gone on a bike ride in the beach in Savannah by where they have a permanent site.
Hilton Head.
Yeah. It's just beautiful there. And to get out on the bikes with them, with the dog and, you know, hit the beach, go up and down the beach. When I say with the dog, I'm talking about their dog because we don't have a dog. But it's just an amazing country. There's so many things to see. We were just talking about this the other day. I've probably got 5 or 6 lifetime bucket list items that we have done in the last 2 years, including driving a train. I got to drive a train, guys. I got to drive a train. It was so cool. But, you know, we're going to talk with Jim and Brandy and just have a really good time talking about Thousand Trails and trying to figure out what all this controversy is about. And we're going to do all of that right after this.
The most important part of your RV is the roof. If your roof leaks, your trip and your RV get ruined. You can take it to a dealership or service center to be maintained at their expensive rates. Or you can maintain it yourself over a weekend for a fraction of the cost. Liquid Rubber RV Roof Products will keep you dry and leak-free. Visit shopliquidrubber.com/RVLife. Use coupon code RVLifePod15OFF to save 15%. That's shopliquidrubber.com/RVLife.
National Indoor RV Centers, with over 1,000 motorhomes available across multiple locations. National Indoor RV Centers continues to provide an outstanding hassle-free motorhome ownership experience. National Indoor is the number one Newmar dealer in the nation and also features brands like Integra, Winnebago, and much more. Visit NIRVC.com and become a part of the National Indoor RV Centers family.
They met in Atlanta. He owned several martial arts studios, and she was looking for her next adventure. He had a medical issue that changed the direction of their lives forever. They decided to hit the road and see this beautiful country of ours, found that camping sites were just a little bit expensive. So they started looking for ways to save money and found Thousand Trails. They loved it and they started recommending it to others. Now they are one of the top sales teams in the industry. And they have a great attitude and approach for life and business.
Today, we're talking to Jim and Brandy Renault. Welcome, Jim, to the RV Life Podcast.
Well, thank you very much. And Brandy's going to try and step in here in a minute. We're over at the Blue Mesa RV Resort in Colorado, which is the newest Thousand Trails. And we had someone walk in asking some questions. So she's talking to them right now, and we'll be hopefully having her join us soon.
That sounds great. Now, as Dan said, you guys were Thousand Trails members and now you're member specialist. And Dan and I truly love your no pressure approach. But before we jump into all that, tell us a little bit about your story before you went on to living this RV life.
Well, you know, we had martial arts schools in the Atlanta area and around the country. I've been a martial artist since 1968, and that was always my pride and joy. And I had a injury that happened on the side of my neck where I tore a major artery, and it caused a major stroke. And when that happened, I lost the use of half of my body for a long time. I was in the hospital in a wheelchair, and the one thing that I kept thinking the whole time that I was down was, you know, I the martial arts part I loved. I can still teach and help out my upper ranking people, but, you know, doing a lot of it, I'm not able to do anymore. But the thing that was really catching me was there was a whole lot of this country I hadn't seen. I'd flown everywhere for karate tournaments, and we had a team Storm that we'd travel all over the country with, and we'd fly into California, go to the Battle of Atlanta or something, wherever, New York or wherever. We'd fly in, we'd get to the hotel, and we'd run to the tournament, compete for 2 days, and then fly home. And we had never really stop to smell the roses. And when I was laying in the hospital, I kept thinking about the fact that I'd flown over the Grand Canyon, and all I heard was
everybody, if you look down to your left, you'll see first of the Grand Canyon, and
that's what I had seen of it. I wanted to really go in it, you know. And I wanted to see the Redwood Forest and go set foot in the Pacific. I grew up on the East Coast. So as soon as we were able to, we got a little B class to start with, and took off. And we were in Atlanta, Georgia when we got together. We went down to Florida and discovered how expensive it. The first place we went to was $122 a night. And I was like, wow, I got to look for different ways of doing this. So we started searching, came across Thousand Trails, and been doing it ever since.
So now let me get this story right, Jim. You met Brandy in Atlanta, and you talked her into getting a B class with you, and then getting in and leaving Atlanta and going to Florida.
Yeah.
Well, so that's that part one was way easy. To do it. Yeah.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun. And
do you happen to remember what time of the year it was when you went down to Florida?
Yeah, we went down there and it was just it was early spring.
Okay.
And I think it was June or July.
So that's not necessarily prime season. And you said the campground was really expensive that you went to.
Yeah, we went to a little campground and it was on the beach, had no amenities whatsoever, but you could actually see the water. It wasn't a Thousand Trails. It was before we got Thousand Trails. And they were 122 a night. And I was like, I thought camping was like 35 a night. Oh, no, I got to do some thinking here.
Yep, so, exactly.
Yeah.
It gets expensive. So from there, you decided that RVing was for you. How did you then decide? Did you decide to go full-time RVing, or was it a slow process?
We took off and we said we weren't going to sell a house. We were just going to go for 3 or 4 months and see how we liked it. And that was going on 9 years ago. And we haven't gone back. We kept our house for the first couple of years, just use it for a closet. What I mean by that, we'd stop by, put our winter stuff up, grab our summer stuff and go in a different direction and then come back and reverse that. But after a while, we finally sold the house and just took off. And it has been an incredible adventure. We've seen things I didn't know existed. You know,
right.
Going up to Bend, Oregon and seeing Crater Lake. I didn't know there was such thing as a Crater Lake. I'm an East Coast guy, you know, and seeing the whales and taking a helicopter ride through the Grand Canyon finally and going into it and seeing it, you know, we got to actually adventure. So it's been really, really cool.
Yes. You know, we live in one of the most beautiful places on Earth and most of us don't see it. Like you said, we fly over top of it all over the place and, you know, do a lot of things. But one of the things that I love about the RV lifestyle is we have literally been from Bend, Oregon to Miami, Florida, and up in Maine and down in San Diego, California. So we've crisscrossed the country quite a few times. We have seen things and been able to do things that I just don't think a lot of people get to do or get to see.
And now talking about you seeing things, I remember seeing you going off a slide up in New Jersey at Lake and Shore and looking like a 10-year-old kid with that face going, ah, it was great.
I would say a 2-year-old, but okay, we'll give you a 10-year-old. And you could actually check that out on our YouTube channel at Exploring Through Our Lens.
We'll put a link in the show notes.
Yes, we will. And sometimes it is that's one of those smaller things that we got to enjoy, you know, is just going on this great big water slide. I did not go on it. And now Lake and Shore is a Thousand Trails resort and we kind of want to, you know, jump in. What was it like when you first became a customer? You said you decided to go to Thousand Trails because of how expensive campgrounds were. So tell us about that decision to be a customer.
Right. When we first went, we were, like I said, we were in Florida when I started exploring and I was just sitting on the beach going, man, my dream of being able to travel, I just don't think it's going to work. And, we heard about Thousand Trails. So we went up to Forest Lake up in North Carolina. That was the closest one to us at the time saw that and got their little camping pass they had. And we went all the way up to Green Mountain, North Carolina. And then there, I didn't want to talk to one of those, you know, those sales guys like I'm doing now. I'll tell you how I got into that later. But yeah, I didn't want to talk to one of those salespeople out there. But I actually had another camper in Green Mountain sit there and go, well, look, this is what I'm doing. I'm full time, and I travel with my elite membership, and that's where I got in, went back and talked to them there, became an elite member. And then 6 months later, I wound up becoming a salesperson, 4,000 trails after I sent them so many people.
There you go.
That's how it works. Our story is similar to yours in that, you know, we left Las Vegas with our, you know, new to us 40-foot Class A diesel pusher. And we headed up to Bend, Oregon. That was our first trip, our inaugural trip to see my son and our grandkids that were up there. And we were in Bend, Oregon, and the fires were astronomical at that time of year. A couple years back, the air quality was so bad you couldn't go outside without choking. So, we had heard a lot of stories about Thousand Trails, some incredibly great and most incredibly they just didn't like it. And so we were very, very hesitant about Thousand Trails, but we found this place called Whaler's Rest. And
been there.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
Well, let's back up a second because I think it's important to tell this story. I had honestly listened to a lot of the negative.
Right. The negative videos.
Yeah, on the YouTube. Negative videos, you know, the YouTube videos that say no way. And I had listened to it. So when Dan said, well, let's call that Thousand Trails and see what that is about, I sat there thinking, no way, it's a salesperson not doing it. And that's where Dan called you, Jim.
You know, I picked up the phone. Yeah. I called this guy named Jim.
Yep.
My wife proceeded to take my wallet with my credit cards in it away from me.
And I was sitting there like, yes, this is actually a true story. I was sitting there like, oh no. And so Dan got off the phone and he said, look, he said, I signed up for the camping pass. And, you know, I thought, okay, like a timeshare, we're going to try now to get a camp, you know, a site, and they're going to be booked. Well, this was Saturday that we talked to Jim and we called. And on Sunday, we were able to go to Whaler's Rest, which is right on the Pacific coast. It is beautiful. Sunday, packed up, went to Whaler's Rest, stayed till Friday. While we were there, we asked if we could stay the weekend, and we stayed the weekend. And we have been hooked ever since. That's how our story.
What really did it, and you know, Patty has it written on our notes here, five different places, no pressure approach. There's ways to sell. You can go into a car dealership and get attacked by 50 salespeople. And we did not want that. This is our life. This is what we do. And I think it's something that you and Brandy understood. You explained how the program worked to us. You answered all of our questions and then you didn't call back. You didn't call me every day for a week. And I think that's just a great way to do business. And when you did call back, we talked about our kids and our grandkids and our dogs and that type of stuff. So it has really been the sales process that we, Dan and Patty, went through with Jim and Brandy was one that we really, really appreciated, especially Patty, because Patty hates salespeople.
Yes, I do.
With a passion.
Yes, I really do. Because I feel like, and again, Dan and I have done sales, and it's, you know, if we explain something and we give the detail and somebody wants it, great. If they don't, you know, that's fine too. And what we loved, because Dan and I, like I said, have a YouTube channel and obviously this podcast, and we then wanted to recommend it to people because we had such a great experience. So we probably reached out to Jim and or Brandy every other week to ask questions so that we could then tell people what we knew, not try and sell the product, but, you know, just to say, hey, this is the detail, make sure we had them down. And Jim, you said, do what works best for you and your family. And that's all it took. There was no pressure. You never called and said, okay, so do you want to upgrade? Do you want the... it never happened. And so I know we've spent a lot of time talking about this, but I think it is so very important.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. That makes me feel really good. Yeah. And that comes back from when I first got into it. I needed Thousand Trails. I needed to find out about it, but I didn't want to talk to anybody that was going to be, you know, trying to push me into what something I didn't need. So we try and share that same approach. And if it works for you, great. And if it doesn't, great. You know, it's not for everybody, but most people are going to find it's going to save you a lot of money and make life a lot easier for you.
Now, Jim, one of the questions that we get all the time, and I'm just going to throw it over to you, is people ask us all the time, Thousand Trails, Encore, what the hell is the difference? Why are they separated? let's talk about Thousand Trails and Encore and how they are one company divided.
ELS owns Thousand Trails. They're traded on the New York Stock Exchange under ELS.
ELS. So,
and
what is that?
It's a great company. And what we like to say is one pair of pants, two pockets. You got Thousand Trails is our retail division, and the Encore Trails Collection is our, I actually said that backwards. I said Thousand Trails is our membership division, and then the Encore Trails Collection is our retail division. And we call it pay as you play. They've added the Trails Collection where people who are members with Thousand Trails can experience a lot of the Encore parks and go out and explore in those also. So if you want any information, there's some great parks out there. If you're ever traveling any Thousand Trail park and they have, you know, a rep in the park, go talk to them and they can get a lot of the information for you, or call us if you can't find anyone else. But the information is available for you to travel in all of it. But the ELS, like I said, that's our retail spot. The new adventure program actually allows you to travel 3 weeks at a time at all of your Encore campgrounds and go park to park in those, along with all of your Thousand Trails. So it gives you tons of places to go camping for free, plan your trips ahead of everyone else and come out. That's the new adventure that came out about a year and a half ago.
Well, Jim, you know, the last time I calculated it, and I did it for a video on Thousand Trails, we calculated that we spend less than $9 a night on camping at Thousand Trails campgrounds. So that is really, really a testament to the dollars and cents, because you said the campground that you were looking at in Florida was, what, $100-something a night?
Yeah. And, you know, all your camping's free when you're a member out there with Thousand Trails, and all your Thousand Trail campgrounds are free. But, you know, if you're calculating how much you spent for your membership and everything, yeah, it'll drop down to $8-$9 a night, $10, depending on how often you use it. It's a great value.
It really, really is a great value. And just so everybody knows what we're talking about, first of all, ELS is Equity Lifestyles, correct?
Correct.
That's the name of the main company. So you said ELS, and I'm just trying to get everybody on the podcast, all of our listeners, up to the same thing. Understand that Jim and Brandy, his wife, the better part of Jim.
yes, she is.
they are members. They are not just salespeople. They are members. They live full time. And Jim, I think we have actually been with you in two or three different campgrounds around the country.
Yeah.
You know, we've actually hung out with you and camped with you guys. And you guys are full time, 24/7, 365 full timers. Correct.
Yeah. And right now we're at the Blue Mesa RV Resort, or actually have our office set up. This is the newest resort with Thousand Trails, and it is absolutely spectacular. The park, the amenities, we got indoor pools, outdoor pools, hot tubs, the roads, and being an East Coast person, I've never lived. And like I said, I've flown over it and everything, but I feel like I'm walking around in a postcard every time I come out here. It is just absolutely gorgeous.
Jim, and I'm a little annoyed with you because we're on Facebook and I keep seeing these pictures. Dan and I are on the East Coast and I was born and raised on the East Coast. So I'm living, you know, through you looking at these pictures of just like you said, it looks like a postcard. And I wish we could be there this summer out of this humidity that we're in right now. So I'm going to have to plan that for next summer to be there. But it absolutely looks incredible.
Did you see the horses?
I did see the horses. Yes. The
right
horses.
In your campsite,
but,
right?
But Blue Mesa, you said, is a new campground. Talk about how the Thousand Trail system is adding on new campgrounds. That is something they're continuing to do.
Yeah, Thousand Trail started, you know, 50 years ago, the one campground in Chehalis, Washington.
We've been
and there. They started, did you? Yeah, it's nice. And they started adding campgrounds. They're up to 82 campgrounds now. So they're constantly working at adding to the portfolio. And this was the newest one. They added it. And last year it became a regular Thousand Trail campground. And the response has been, phenomenal. It's just absolutely gorgeous. You get a chance to come out and experience it.
We sure will be going to, we're going to put that on our list actually.
It's on our must do list
next summer. We're gonna see you guys out there
now. Just and you may be able to chirp in a little bit about this, but in the summertime we were at a place called Terracea in Florida, and Thousand Trails bought the lot right next door to the campground that they have there. They bought the lot right next door and they are building a beautiful 300 site facility. It is just gorgeous. I was invited to go over and take a look at the clubhouse that they had just finished and the pool that they were actually putting in the day that I was there. They were actually shooting the stucco on the side. So just a beautiful, beautiful facility there in Terracea, Florida. So we're, like you talk about that, they're not only just buying other parks, they're going out and actively and aggressively looking for land to build campgrounds as well.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one in Florida, but I'm looking forward to trying to get down there and see it as soon as they get that thing going. That would be nice.
Yeah, that we really, really enjoyed it down there. Now, you know, Jim, we're going to go and take a break here for a second, but I just wanted to say before we go and take a break that you are somebody very, very special to the RV Life podcast because you are the only person to be a guest on the show twice. You were a guest with me in episode 22. We did it live. We were both together.
For the dogs club.
Yeah. On your Facebook group. And we're going to put a link to that. That is episode 22. If you want to hear Jim and talk about what he does for RVers and pets and dogs, primarily dogs, I think your Facebook group is primarily dogs. And you know, when you're talking about dogs, you have, I'm going to say the world's greatest dog. Tango is just he's just my favorite dog in the entire world, and he loves me to death and he loves you to death. He just goes everywhere with you. But when you and I were down in South Carolina, I think it was, right?
The Oaks
in South Carolina. You and I took the electric bikes out with the dogs, and you know, we just took off, went a couple miles down the road and got Tango some chicken McNuggets, and you and I got a cheeseburger and just went on from there.
That's right. I remember that. That was nice. Yeah, that Tango was, loved it.
I'm sure he did.
He's like, can we go to McDonald's every day? I'm like, no, dog.
But, you know, one of the things that Jim's does with his Facebook group is, you know, talk about how to RV with dogs and pets. And it's a great Facebook group. What's the name of that group?
Jim? RVing with Dogs Club, just a group page on Facebook, and we just help each other from dog sitting where the best vets are. But we got about 7,000 dogs on there now, so just the pictures are awesome.
Yeah, it really was something, a very well received episode. It's episode 22 of the RV Life podcast. You can find that on Apple or Google or Spotify, all of those different places. Just look for episode 22. You'll You'll learn all about that stuff. It is worth your time. Definitely worth your time. Now, we're going to go into break here and talk about RV Life Trip Wizard. But after the break, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about what's new at Thousand Trails. What's coming up? We're going to talk about how to buy a Thousand Trails membership. And we're going to talk about all the misinformation that's out there. We'll do all of that right after this.
When traveling in your RV, how do you navigate? Do you use a paper map, a GPS, or do you use Google Maps? Our sponsor, RV Trip Wizard, has the solution, and it just works.
It just works. You know, we do not move our RV one inch without first consulting RV Life Trip Wizard.
RV Life Trip Wizard has really saved us miles, time, money. It has been a lifesaver for sure.
Now, if you are going to the Hershey RV show, which is America's largest RV show, but if you're going to the Hershey RV show, Patty and I have just been named featured speakers there. Our seminar will be on how to plan a trip, an RV trip.
Yes.
And we have just spent the last 2 days working ourselves through planning the rest of this year with no reservations, mind you.
Yes. And I have to say something about that. I'm sorry, I'm cutting Dan off, but this is super important. As we said in the beginning of the show, Dan and I have been staying with my mother, who was in hospice for, I've been here for 5 months. She passed a little over a week ago, and we had absolutely no reservations until the Hershey show in September. And I just booked with Thousand Trails the entire summer. I'm missing about 3 days, and we're thinking about going to a friend's house anyway. We're going to do some mooch docking. But I was able, last minute in the summer in Pennsylvania, book the whole summer, and they are all Thousand Trails. So I know cost is zero, and I could not be more grateful to be able to spend the time we did, stressful situation, get back on the road and be able to book. Now I'll be very honest. It took some doing. I had to go online a few times. I called reps a few times that were incredible. And, you know, we made it work. So now we are booked through till the middle of October, from next Monday to the middle of October. So yes. an applause. Definitely an applause to Thousand Trails. But I do want to address the elephant in the room. There's a lot of misinformation, and we're going to talk about it right now. So one of the things that I see all the time is misinformation about Thousand Trails and getting reservations. So, Jim, what are you seeing? What are you hearing? What can you tell people from your side of things?
Well, you know, there's when Thousand Trails started out there, they had the one campground. They're up to 82 now. They're constantly getting bigger and better. The new computer system that's coming out and reservation system they're working on now is going to improve that even, well, tenfold, I believe. So I think you'll see some good things in that area. There's always, when you go in, when I tell someone they just get a new membership, that first, like you said, well, you had a situation, and again, I'm so sorry to hear about your mother. And
thank you.
But when you came on, you suddenly had to book for how many months? 5 months?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so you had to book for a 5 month period and you had no reservation. So that first time you sit down, you got to kind of work at that and get everything set up. But once you're set up, then the reservation system becomes easy, because then only every few months you go and you add a couple more months to it. So the process becomes easy as you go. And I think you'll find that it's getting better and better in that area.
And that's what we've been seeing over the last 2 years. But now I want to talk a little bit about Florida in the winter. lot of misinformation. Oh, goodness, I will never be able to get reservations. Can you talk a little bit about, I'm putting you on the spot here. We didn't give the questions, totally putting you on the spot. This is what people are talking about. But let's talk
right.
Florida in the winter.
They're right. You're never going to get a reservation if you quote and just click this out, then you got me, because you're never going to get a reservation if you wait till the last minute. You want to plan for your major events out, even outside of Florida, for like Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, going to Florida in December, January, February. You want to plan that out as far ahead as possible and book it. You got to keep in mind that you've got the entire United States and the whole country of Canada trying to get down into Florida every single year. So right. Book those ahead of time, and the bigger booking windows are really important for that.
And, I just want to say that this is a real good place to segue into having the different types of memberships and the booking windows of those memberships. You know, you and I both started with a camping pass, and mm-hmm. with a camping pass, you have a very short booking window, but we have both upgraded to Connections memberships. Mm-hmm. So we have 120-day booking window right now, 6 months.
180.
180-day booking window.
Yes.
6 months. So, we can book something 6 months out and pay zero for it. I'm seeing them come on. The emails come in. It's like, we just booked a campground. Your reservation is confirmed. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Hunt. And the total amount due is zero. We absolutely love that. But
me too.
Can you just break down? Let's just talk about, I don't want you to sell. I just want you to talk about the different membership tiers in the Thousand Trails program. So it all starts with the camping pass.
And the camping pass, you can make work. And I don't want to make it sound like you can't make it work. You just got to really work hard at it to get into those high-end areas. Having the basic elite, which has the 120-day, or the elite connection and adventure membership that has 180-day, is just priceless when it comes to being able to relax and make your reservations and do it and ahead of time, so you know where you're going to be and you have a place to be.
That sums it up. That is a snapshot of memberships. Dan and I had the camping pass. We were in the Oregon area. We made it work. Now, Dan and I are full time, and having that 180 days, having that back to back. And here's the thing. If we sat and talked about all the details of membership, it could start to get a little complicated. Here's where Dan and I say all the time, talk to a reputable sales membership specialist, not a salesman, but a membership specialist. We love Jim and Brandy, and we are just saying that as customers from our heart. These people have sat down and explained and re-explained and never pressure, because then you also have the trails collection that people could add on. So that's a whole nother conversation. And the thing for Dan and I, we would have missed out on promotion money. We would have missed out on details if we had just gone online and signed up. And I hear people all the time, they went online, they signed up, and now they're massively confused. They didn't get the best price. They didn't get the best details. They didn't get what's going to work for them. I hear it all the time. So use a reputable membership specialist. In our minds, that's Jim and Brandy. Just had to go on a rant here.
Now,
I appreciate the rant out there and sending people to us. We're going to be in Blue Mesa all the way until, during the whole summer. Then we'll probably go back down to the Oaks in South Carolina, because we like getting down that area. But like you said, finding someone in the parks that you can talk to is great. You can go online and get everything, but being able to sit down in front of somebody to talk to them, really helps.
Well, monthly, Thousand Trails has promotions. this promotion for this and that and the 4th of July and this. So they have promotions, and all of those are not explained online the way that you can explain them to me. So what I have done to make it easier for the listener and also easier for Jim and Brandy is I have put together a little questionnaire. It's about 5 or 6 questions, talks about what you're looking for, what kind of camper you are, where you're going, what part of the country you live in. So when Jim gets on the phone for with you, you can be he could be prepared, so he knows what to talk to you about. And has all of your information, like what kind of camper you have, what part of the country that you live in. Those types of things are really, really important. There is no obligation, and I am telling you, it will not be a hard sales call. It'll be like talking to your best friend. And that is how you want to do business, talking to your best friend. Because Jim has... and I have become very close over the years that we've known each other. Patty is already up here in Virginia, and I was down in South Carolina at the Oaks with you, and Brandy was off on I think she was at a wedding. She went to a wedding up in Atlanta that week with one of her friends, and you and I just hung out. We took bike rides. We went out and did some photo shoots, and you know, I'll never forget the day we went out to your place in Hilton Head, and we went out to the beach on the bikes and just rode the bikes down the beach. What a great time that was. So,
well, come here, go horseback riding with us.
That is definitely a plan for next year, without a doubt. We've got to get out of this humidity. I'm glad we have the 66-month booking window, because we will be booking that as soon as we can. Now, one way to get a hold of you, Jim, is through the form that Dan spoke about, and then you know what somebody's looking for. But I also give your number out all the time. You did give me permission. At some
Absolutely.
Point. So I will put your information, your phone number, and the form in the show notes so people can get to Jim and Brandy and just talk things through. Figure out if this is right for you. As Dan said earlier, we pay an average of $9 a night, and that's all of our costs included. We do have the trails collection. We have 180 days. So at $9 a night, it is why Dan and I can be full-time on the road. It really has been just a huge help.
Yeah, we literally just booked over 40 days, and I was just looking at it while we're talking here. Over 40 days this summer we have just booked, and our cost on that is zero.
Zero.
Our membership fees.
Yeah, yes.
And I also want to point out that, you know, the misinformation out there, I look at these Facebook groups, and people will put comments on our videos that, you know, I can never get somebody on the phone. I can't get reservations. Persistence. If you plan and then you are persistent, I will tell you that in the middle of the winter, we were at the Tampa RV show. Patty had to get on an airplane and leave Tampa and come back up here to Virginia. And I had to switch campgrounds on a day-to-day basis. I had to go over to Orlando because I was asked to go to a convention over there and be a speaker. So I'm just saying that it just, if you are persistent, you can get it done. Just don't give up. Just because you go online and they say, well, we have nothing available, that doesn't mean that you're not going to get to a campground. What that means is you got to pick up the phone and call a rep and then maybe call back every day. You know, Orlando, one of the premier flagship campgrounds for the Thousand Trails system, is the Orlando campground. And correct me if I'm wrong, but Jim, I think there's over 1,200 camping spots there with that new piece that went over. And we got in there with one day's notice in the middle of July.
Yes. No, in the middle of January, you mean? January,
in the middle of the winter.
Now, here's something that comes up in these groups all the time. Let's talk about different types of campers. Dan and I are full time, and we do often change and wing it. We're asked to do a speaking event. Unfortunately, this year we had a medical emergencies. So we're pretty good at winging it. What do you recommend as far as membership, Jim, for somebody who does like to plan out long term and, you know, hey, in 6 months from now, I'm going to be in this specific campground? Is there, you know, a membership that's probably better for those type of people that don't like to wing it?
Yeah. So, you know, I cover both sides, winging and unwinging. The fact that what I like to do, what works good to me, getting a membership that's got a bigger booking window, like the Elite Connection or the Adventure. I plan out all major holidays, Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, and then special events. Like when we went up to Bend, Oregon back in 2017, went up during the solar eclipse, that was ground zero for the solar eclipse. And there was people all from all over the world there. So having a bigger booking window for special occasions, if you know there's going to be a big event like the Hershey Halloween show or something, you know, using it for that, but then you can still be spur of the moment. You don't have to plan 180 days. Quite often you can do it on shorter term. And then as you get closer to it, if you see you need to change something, then you can adjust your schedule.
Okay.
Now, full disclosure here, we are part of the Thousand Trails affiliate program. So we do make a commission when we recommend people. But Jim, let's just talk about when someone reaches out to us or you to get information about Thousand Trails, let's talk about that process. You know, the first thing I've got to say is put your credit card away for that first phone call, because you're not going to need it on that first phone call. Unless you want to buy us a lottery ticket. But
yeah, if I get a phone call or an email, we'll contact you or we'll get together and go over, you know, what's best for you. We can set up a presentation where I can do a side-by-side video conference and show you everything, or just talk on the phone, whichever is more comfortable for you. And then if you see something you like, you can actually join, be making reservations that day. It's a very simple process.
Now, let me understand that. So the camping pass is the basic. Somebody could actually start with the camping pass to get a feel for things.
We did.
Dan and I did that. So can you explain that just a little bit?
Yeah, we did too. You get the camping pass.
Yeah.
You get a camping pass. It's good for a year. You can try it and see. And then after that, if you see that, oh yeah, this makes a lot of sense. And the campgrounds are also the biggest thing about, you know, the Thousand Trails network as a whole. You start, like, we've run into each other now. We never planned to run into each other before. You're planning on coming here, but we've managed in 3 different campgrounds, I believe. We wound up being in the same campground together. But there's people like that all over. And you start traveling together and, you know, we pull into a campground. We know 4, 5, 6, 7 people, and we get together for dinners and bonfires and stuff. You know, that part of it's really unique. But you know, I'm getting off the part that you talked about, but it's the part that excited me the most is just the community of Thousand Trails. Yeah. It was a really neat community.
Well, we've actually adopted some of your friends and now have been around with them in certain places. So
good.
You know, you introduced us to some of your friends down in New Jersey who were the reps at the other park, and you actually went on a cruise with them, and then they ended up being in Tampa with us. And so we hung out. Oh, yeah,
The Lewises.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Great people.
Community is such a big part of it. It amazes me. Dan and I have probably been to 30 plus different Thousand Trails across the country, and you are somewhere random and you find somebody, and it's not even in the same area. We went to Florida and somebody said, Patty. And I'm like, I wasn't sure who it was until it registered. I had met her in Pennsylvania. So community is an awesome part of it. And Thousand Trails is certainly part of creating that community.
One of the things that I just love is something that camping, when you and I were kids, Jim, you know, campgrounds always had all these different events and bingo and basketball, and they put all these bingo and, you know, these nights together and playing cards, and you meet all these people. That went away. COVID kind of killed a lot of that, but it's really coming back. And it's something that I have noticed very, very heavily. When we were in Orlando, they have poker tournaments on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and Saturday nights, I guess. Just really, really enjoyed going and meeting some people from all over the country. And now some of those people have become friends and, you know, call in to the podcast all the time and do different things with the podcast. I actually met a chef there.
Yes. Orlando. Who cooked us dinner?
Who cooked us dinner?
Oh, yes. That's a good one to meet.
Yes.
It was you can introduce me to them.
Absolutely. And it wasn't like hot dogs and hamburgers. This was a full on chicken dinner. Again, you could go to our YouTube channel and see that he was. Did we put that on there? We did.
Yeah.
But we also did a podcast with him. But let's talk a little bit about the Thousand Trails activities that are back, seemingly all over. They're back in full swing, right? Let's talk activities. And it's
been fantastic. Like they had a poker tournament here yesterday, and they had we had our 4th of July parade, which was led by the horses, and then the side by sides, all the four wheelers come through because that's real popular here in Colorado, and then all the golf carts. It was a different parade than I'm used to because there's more four wheelers and horses than golf carts. But
did you light up the horses? Really, I got to know. Did you light up the horses? And how does Tango deal with the horses? Does he chase them?
He's just in awe. He's like, "Whoa, that's a big dog." But yeah, so it was, you know, we used to have a lot of potluck dinners and stuff, and you're seeing stuff like that come back. And like I said earlier, just people that we've met from all over, and you'll have someone tap you on the shoulder. Like you just said, I had someone go, "Didn't you used to have a big dog?" And I'm like, "Yeah, that was me. And we got a different one now." But it's, when I first got into RV and were ready to sell a house, I made that little list where I had the left side was the yes and the right side was the no. And one of the things was on the negative, we're going to miss all our friends, you know. But in reality, we used to go out or walk out to our car in our driveway. We would nod our head and wave at that person and get in our car and drive off. And once a year, we'd have a barbecue. Well, now we have barbecues every week. So it's been nice.
With new friends every week.
Absolutely.
And if you don't like your friends, you pick up and move to the next campground.
Yeah, why do you think we're in different campgrounds now?
Oh, are you kidding?
Oh, no, I'm joking. No, I can't wait to see y'all again. You're going to love it when you come here.
Yes, and we're going to see you in October in the Oaks. We are headed down to Florida. But I do have to say, anybody, let's talk about the Hershey Thousand Trails. It is fantastic. Dan and I will be there in September. There is the Hershey RV show. That's America's largest RV show. And Dan and I are going to be speaking at that show. And we have an event that RV Life is putting on Thursday night, September 14th. I'm looking at Dan for a nod, yes, but I'm the one that handles the calendar. So anybody that's going to be in Hershey, now that I'm announcing it on the podcast, you better get in and get your reservation for the Hershey Thousand Trails. It's about 15, 20 minutes to the venue. It is an awesome campground. We were there last year and we love it there. So definitely, if you don't have a membership, you might want to get one. If you're going to be in Hershey, please reach out to us on social media. I'll put a link in the show notes for the event. I'm just so excited about this event because, again, it's about meeting people. It's the connections. It's the community. That's what our RV life is about. And Thousand Trails has certainly been a huge part of it. And unfortunately, Jim and Brandy, we won't see you in Hershey, but we'll definitely see you at the Oaks after Hershey.
Right. Now, Hershey, it's only $15 for tickets to this event. Mm-hmm. It's a full dinner and they do it right. I got to tell you, they do it right there.
A buffet dinner,
but it's also
beer
and wine is included in that. So
even better, you can win an electric bike. I know, Jim, you have an electric bike. You're kind of looking for a new one.
Yep.
So an electric bike, not a small one. This $2,000 electric bike is going to be given away. $500 open road gas card. That's amazing. A diesel card. I could use that. I guess we can't apply to win. And
our friends at the Rubber Roof.
Liquid rubber.
They gave us a cornhole.
Yes.
Game. I love that game.
Yes. And you don't want to play with Dan because he has to win. So I don't play.
I already played with him once and he won.
You did. And I just go hide. But that's a big thing. 1,000 trails. And there's lots of other prizes for those of you that are going to be in Hershey. There are other campgrounds in the area as well. 1,000 Trails Campgrounds. That's where we're going to spend the summer in Pennsylvania, hip hopping through the 1,000 Trails Campgrounds.
Yeah, we're going to hit them all. But
You'll enjoy. Pennsylvania's got some beautiful campgrounds. We spent a whole summer in Hershey, and my wife's favorite campground still to this day in the springtime is the farm. Up there,
Gettysburg Farm. Yep.
Yeah. It you go there in the spring and they have all the little farm animals. The babies are there, mm-hmm. and the chickens and goats, and just absolutely beautiful. You'll love it there.
We are actually going there next week. We are leaving here and going to Gettysburg.
Sorry, Farm.
Change of plans.
We're not going there. We're going not there in October. Thought. Yeah. So we change things all the time. We did have a reservation for that. I switched it up. We will be at Gettysburg Farm in October, the end of September. Circle M is another beautiful campground in Pennsylvania, the Lazy River. And I will say that we have a lot of 1,000 Trails campground reviews on our YouTube channel at Exploring Through Our Lens. So people could actually check them out.
Yes, it's really part of our life, and we really enjoy the lifestyle, and we enjoy the properties. I mean, you know, I don't know if you go out there and you watch these negative YouTube videos that talk about all the problems and all. I'm not sure what those people are talking about. I really am not sure because we have so few problems.
Yes.
You know, what you see, I think I told you once before, we talked about this once before. I know we're running out of time, but there's me and my wife, when we first started camping, our views gotten real close together now. But when we first started camping, we both had a totally different idea what a perfect campground was. I like the woods. I like to open the door and seeing a bear, you know. She liked being able to walk out and know that she's not going to see a bear. She wanted to walk and see, you know, the concrete roads and the lit up. And I didn't particularly like that type of camping to start with. But now as we started traveling, now our views have gotten to where we kind of like, we share our idea of what a perfect campground is. And when people first start camping, they may be that person that didn't like the bear. So they're going to say that campground was terrible. And then the other person saying, well, it was perfect. Then you go to the next campground and you'll flip it around. So everyone's got their opinions. And the neat thing about 1,000 Trails, they're all different. And you go to a campground, if it fits your lifestyle and it's like what you enjoy the campground. If you don't like that particular setup, if the campground's set up for fishing people like fishing, you don't like fishing, well, go there. You got a safe spot to park your RV, enjoy the amenities, and go see the area and explore the area and go see, you know, Crested Butte when I'm here or whatever. And then biggest thing is just enjoy life. Have fun with it. There's no wrong answer for it.
And Jim, that is perfect. You say exactly what I do. People have asked us now, what's your favorite campground? Where should we go? What do you like best? And there's no favorite. Dan and I have been in Las Vegas. It's a small campground. There's nothing inside, really. They do have a pool. They have clean bathrooms. They have laundry. But it's not the campground I'm sitting by the fire and enjoying scenery. It's a campground, like you said. I'm parking my RV. I feel like it's safe. I am exploring so many things in that area. You could never spend enough time there. I go to Verde Valley in Arizona, and I could sit at my campsite around the fire and enjoy the scenery. Every campground is different, and they're not all for everyone. And I do like the difference. I like opening my door and not necessarily seeing a bear, but being in the woods. and like next week when we're in Pennsylvania, I want to open my door and see water and decompress for a couple of weeks. So it's a valid point, and there's definitely something for everyone.
And that's the point of this show right here today, is that there is something for everyone. And I'm not going to say it's everybody's experience, but our personal experiences, we have had a great experience with Thousand Trails. We love the system. We love the program. We love the price. We really, really enjoy it. And Jim, before I let you go, talk real quick about financing. Thousand Trails will actually finance your membership for you over a certain period of time. How long is that, and how does that work?
It, depending on which membership you get, if it's something you're interested in, you can talk to the rep that's close by you or call us. We can get a membership. You can get where you can live full time campground to campground for less than $200 a month. And staying 3-4 weeks at a time, go straight to your next campground. And if you divide that by 21, well, now you're getting down to less than the cost that you were talking about. It's absolutely incredible way to travel and save money. We first got into it, we thought we was going to be able to do this for about $1,200 a month. Then we went to Florida and found out we were wrong. Then we got with Thousand Trails, and that extra money we used, we had almost $1,000 we had set aside for our camping experience. And now we finance this for less than $200. We took that extra money and used it for helicopter rides through the Grand Canyons and cruises and just having fun. So that's what life's about, because the only
living life. Yep.
The only thing you're going to have when you're done is memories. So go get them.
That's right. Well, Jim, I appreciate you being with us today. I'm sorry we didn't have a little more Brandy in here, but next time we're going to interview just Brandy, and we'll let you sit on the sideline.
Well, she's a lot more fun. So, all right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Okay. You are listening to the RV Life Podcast. Our guest today, Jim and Brandy Renault. They are membership specialists with Thousand Trails. They're also members of Thousand Trails. They don't just walk the walk. They talk the talk and walk the walk. So it's great to have you guys on with us today. And we will be back with more right after this.
Protecting your RV investment means being ready for anything. An extended RV warranty from Wholesale Warranties is the best way to make sure that if an RV failure happens, you can afford to get back to enjoying the RV life as soon as possible. RV warranties are available for motorhomes, fifth wheels, and travel trailers, new and used, across the U.S. Visit WholesaleWarranties.com for a free personalized RV warranty quote today, and hit the road with peace of mind tomorrow.
Does dropping your motor coach off at the truck stop full of semi-trailers for new tires give you nightmares? Eliminate the unknown and get your new motorhome tires mounted while you watch at your campsite or wherever you are parked. MotorhomeTires.com takes care of the entire process for you. We come to you with your new tires, mount them, add balance beads, and we even dispose of your old tires. tires. With MotorhomeTires.com, you'll also enjoy great prices and new tires with guaranteed fresh date codes. And enjoy sweet dreams instead of truck stop nightmares with your friends at MotorhomeTires.com.
You're listening to the RV Life Podcast. I'm Dan Hunt, your host, with my incredible wife and co-host, Patty Hunt. We are in Virginia, where it is just beautiful. Being around here for the 4th of July, around our nation's capital, has just been something very, very fun.
It has been fun. I got to say, honestly, I'm ready to get in the RV and take off.
Now, we also have been able to be around because our RV is parked at one of our sponsors, National Indoor RV Centers. Brett and his team have done an incredible job as they put this new dealership here in the Washington area.
It is. It's actually right outside Washington in Manassas, and it's one of six National Indoor RV Centers locations, and they are throughout the country.
They are throughout the country. Now, they are an Integra dealer. As a matter of fact, they're the biggest Integra dealer in the country. They are a high-end Newmar dealer. They are a Winnebago dealer, and they've got a lot of Class Bs over there, too. So they just an incredible company, great people to do business with. If you are going to start your RV life, these are the kind of people that you want to have in your RV life with you. Now, it is time for the RV Life Pro Tip of the Week with Patrick Buchanan.
RV Life makes it easy to share your exciting RV trip with friends and family via the RV Life Trip Wizard. To share a trip with another Trip Wizard user, first open your trip, click on the wrench icon, and choose Share Trip. Now click Share Trip with another Trip Wizard user and enter the email address that person uses for their own Trip Wizard account and click Send. Your friend or family member will find your trip in their own Trip Wizard account under Tentative Trips, where they can view, copy, or even change the trip according to their own needs. If you simply want to share a view of your trip, even to those without an RV Life Pro account, simply choose Visitor View after clicking Share Trip and create a shareable link that allows others to see your RV journey just as you've planned it. I'm Pat Buchanan with your RV Life Pro Tip of the Week.
Thank you, Patrick Buchanan, for that incredible tip. Now, I love that we could share our trip. Dan and I are on the road full time, so we could share our trip with somebody who already has RV Trip Wizard or somebody who doesn't. And that way they could kind of track us. So if something should happen, they know where we're at, where we are supposed to be. So I think it's an incredible safety feature that somebody is keeping track of where you're going as you're on the roads across the country.
It really is, especially for those of you that are solo RVers. You know, having somebody watch where you're going, you know, it's just a great comfort to me to be able to send this right out of RV Trip Wizard. I send it to my son, Danny, and I send it to Bob, our friend, and I tell them that we should be getting in around this time. And they look and, you know, if they haven't heard from us to you know, that we've told them that we've got to where we're going, they give us a call. It just is so nice to have that backup. You know, we really, really enjoy that particular feature and we use it on every single trip that we do.
Yes,
every absolutely. Time we move the RV, we let somebody know where we're going and where we're going to be and how long it's going to take.
Yes, and RV Trip Wizard certainly makes it easy to share these things. Now, talk about enjoy. You could hear we really, really enjoy our Thousand Trails membership. We would not be able to do this full-time RV life, or even when we were just starting, we would not be able to do this without Thousand Trails, knowing we can go to a campground. We have a set monthly fee because our membership is being financed. And we are under $9 a night for camping. And we just couldn't be more excited about Thousand Trails.
We really couldn't be more excited. And I just want to put out there that on the airwaves, on YouTube, there's a lot of negative stuff out there. You know, one of the things that I was talking to somebody earlier today, and they said, you know, you can find negative stuff about Disneyland if you really go out and look for it. Well, that has not been our personal experience. And that's what we were talking about today, is Dan and Patty's personal experience. We've done podcasts at Thousand Trails campgrounds. We've done them live in the stage or the studio type area. We've done them around campgrounds. We've done them at our campsite. So we love this lifestyle. We love our lifestyle. It has allowed us to do something that we probably would not have been able to do if we still had our jobs and we were back in Philadelphia or Las Vegas living the way we lived. We would not have been able to spend these last 3 to 6 months with your mom.
Yes, absolutely. And for those of you who listened to the beginning part of the show, she was sick and I've been here since February taking care of her. A little over a week ago, she passed. And yes, being able to live this life, and part of that is knowing exactly what we're going to pay for camping fees. I mean, that is a big thing. I'm in a lot of groups and people wondering and worrying about how much they're going to pay to camp, whether they're part-time or full-time. And yes, we are very, very grateful to have the life we chose to live.
We really, really are. So my advice to all of you out there is stop complaining and just do it. Just do it. Sorry, Nike, I borrowed your slogan tagline there, your tagline there, but if you stop complaining and you just get on the phone and call, if you can't get a reservation, just keep calling back again and again and again and again. And you might think that you're bothering them, but you're not. It really, really is working out. And it doesn't matter. It's not just a Thousand Trails thing.
Any reservations at any campgrounds. Yes, absolutely. And you know, we did talk today to Jim and Brandy Renault, and they are member specialists. And Dan and I recommend them because they were there for us throughout the entire process. We started with a camping pass. We chose to upgrade. They were never pushy. We highly recommend Jim and Brandy are finding that membership specialist that, you know, hears you and is not trying to push something on you. Jim and Brandy was that for us, and we've become friends with them, as you heard on the show.
That sound means it's time for our question of the week. And this week's question comes from Crystal L. And her question is from social media. Has anyone ever had to remove their RV refrigerator, like a Norcold or something like that, and put in a residential refrigerator? What's the process?
So we could speak from our experience. We have a 2002 Monaco and it had the Norcold refrigerator and it started to give us problems. And Dan was kind of upset with Norcold until Norcold, however you say it, until I reminded him that it was a 20-year-old refrigerator. We went through the whole process trying to see if we can fix it. And in the end, it was not able to be fixed. Now, we did replace it with a residential refrigerator. A couple things to consider is the space that you're going to put it in. So we were limited on space. The refrigerator we purchased is a residential refrigerator, so it only works on electric, which, you know, is a whole nother thing to think about. I was honestly stressed about getting our residential refrigerator in the RV and in the space, but I love our residential refrigerator. It's a double door. It's got a big bottom freezer with three different shelves. I love it. So I'm glad we went through it. But again, to answer your question, there is a lot to consider. Dan, I'm sure you could talk more on the details.
Well, there is a lot to consider. You need to look at your electric system in the RV because most of the RV refrigerators primarily run on propane. So you need to really understand how big your batteries are and what kind of inverter you have and how long that inverter will put out the power that a refrigerator needs to work. For us, it was a big investment. It was twice the price of the refrigerator because we had to upgrade our batteries. And then when you upgrade the batteries and you put a new lithium battery in, you may as well put solar on because we also had to upgrade our inverter as well. So you need to think about or talk to somebody that knows about the entire process. It's more than just saying, well, let's just throw a new refrigerator in there. It's more than that because most RVs, I don't think, will support the power that a new refrigerator uses.
And again, the question was asked, I've seen it asked many times on social media. We're giving you our experience. If you go on social media, you'll get a lot of people, good-hearted people that are giving thoughts and opinions. Certainly check with an expert, do lots of research, and really find out before you make the jump to a residential refrigerator. We know people who chose another RV refrigerator and kept it with propane. So that it is an individual decision based on the RV you have, like Dan said, the power you have and all of those things.
Now, another big thing to consider is the door swing, because, you know, one of the things that we did not look at, and when we first put the RV, the residential refrigerator in, if we would have bought one that had the two side-by-side doors, that door swing would have, on the bottom, hit the cabinets that are directly across from the refrigerator. That is why a lot of RVs you see have the bottom drawer freezer and then the refrigerator that has the two shorter double doors up on top. A refrigerator door that was the entire refrigerator door opening out would have hit the cabinetry across the way. So you have two considerations on size to deal with. A, can you take the doors off the refrigerator and get the unit into the RV? Now, we had to take the one captain's chair, the passenger captain's chair, we had to take that out and move it so we could get it up and turn that corner to get the refrigerator in. But myself and my son-in-law, we were able to pick it up and carry it into the RV and then get it up into place and install it and put it in there. I had already rerun power lines and taken out the old gas lines that we weren't using. We didn't want to just leave them sitting in there, so we actually took them out from the tank all the way up. But the one thing that I have to say going through it, and we didn't make the decision to do it. That decision was made for us by our refrigerator dying and then putting a new card in it. And the card didn't fix the problem and then all kinds of problems. So we had all kinds of problems with that 20-year-old refrigerator, which is to be expected. So once we decided that, replacing it with that same old refrigerator didn't make sense financially because that was way out of line price-wise. But, you know, we spent twice as much money as we thought we were going to spend because we didn't really think about the lithium batteries and the solar and the inverter and the solar controller and all of the things that go along with that.
But in all fairness, we needed to upgrade the batteries anyway. So
we did.
And again, it just goes to the point of there's a lot of things to consider. I will ask that our listeners on social media, if you've done something with a refrigerator, share a picture on the Facebook or Instagram page at RV Life Podcast. Tell us your experience and certainly send us a question if you have one, and we'll answer it the best we can and or get an expert to answer questions for you.
We've got people to do that.
We've got people. So we just thought we'd share our experience with this.
You are listening to the RV Life Podcast. I'm Dan Hunt with my incredible wife, Patty Hunt. And we are right now in Virginia. We are going to be leaving Virginia very shortly and making our way up into the Pennsylvania. Where are we going from here?
We are going, and at the time that this episode goes out, we are going to be in Pennsylvania, in the Pennsylvania Dutch area.
Okay. So we're looking forward to getting back up to our home ground, which is, you know, Pennsylvania. And So I want to thank Jim and Brandy for being just wonderful guests today. I want to thank Thousand Trails for everything they've done for us. And I want to thank you, our listener, for coming back to the RV Life Podcast each and every week and making it so successful. So with that, we are just about done for the day. And I am going to say, my name is Dan Hunt. I'm the host of the RV Life Podcast, along with my incredible wife, Patty Hunt. And I'm going to say, I'm going to remind you to have a great rest of today.
And an even better day tomorrow.